10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And I just listened to Riley SportsCenter. We'll get back to the Packers in a second. This will allow us to get back on the clock. Murphy's Mashers?
Yeah.
Like, we got Bambi's Bombers.
Exactly.
George Bamberger, once upon a time. Obviously, the infamous and World Series runners-up. The Harvey's Wallbangers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Davey Lopes or Jerry Royster or Ron Renicki, Renee Latchman, Tom Treblehorn, Craig Counsell, the Traitors. I don't know what Jesse would call them. But I don't remember any other nicknames. If I'm missing some, please enlighten me. Did you just coin that, or is that... is that something that's out there in, like, the Brewers Twitterverse or the mainstream media?
I wouldn't say... ooh, nice, Tom's Treblehorn. I wouldn't say it's in the mainstream
vernacular.
Should have gone Bane there. Yeah.
I'm not stealing Jesse's stuff.
with that accent, you definitely aren't.
But I didn't coin it, though. I didn't come up with that. I know
so
I've seen it somewhere.
It.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I'm just being honest.
Okay. I had never heard that before, and I thought maybe you were on the leading edge and we could get that to become a thing, as we have done with other things on this program. So,
yeah.
All right.
Let's make it a thing, then.
If I may, why do you have a Tom's Treblehorn loudspeaker or
whatever you want to call that thing
in of all the random things? Obviously I am inundated with random things. Is there a story behind that you have that on your desk region?
Nope.
Okay.
There's not. I don't have a story behind it. It's a piece of memorabilia that is old and I think really cool. So that's why I kept it.
Well, speaking of really cool, Quick Trip is a really cool place to get a hot coffee and not put a cover on it when you're drinking it.
Oh, indeed it is. And you know what? We got this sweet climb. You got the Packers ready to climb, try to climb that championship Mount Everest. It's a lot easier over at Quick Trip. Gear up for Quick Trip Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you a little closer to the summit. And from now through the 17th of August, play each day for free right in the Quick Rewards app. You score bonus plays with every eligible item. Ice Cold Pepsi, Bold Mountain Dew, Hydrating Gatorade or Propel, plus many, many more. And every week, the cash prize climbs by another $5,000. So stacking higher and higher till one player is going to get $250,000 to get it. You also now great deals going on, 29 cents a pound for onions and potatoes and bananas. You get Nature's Touch cream cheese. I was gonna say ice cream, 2 for $4 cream cheese. But you also, I just saw this, Sarah and the kids went picked up all these strawberries, and I'm telling you, fresh strawberries compared to right there, it's as good as it gets. And you can get that little gallon of Nature's Touch ice cream from Quick Trip. You get $2 off on it if you're in the app. Beautiful. We had that. I think we went through it a lot quicker than we probably should have. Head on over. Use Quick Rewards on every purchase, and you can order ahead. Quick Trip. We'll have to go see you again next time because we still got extra strawberries that need to get some ice cream.
I love the patch berries. The girls love picking strawberries, too. Love the ad lib there. Beautiful. Nailed it. Really good stuff. Loved it. We will ad-lib and talk about the number of open-to-the-public practices that are on the schedule. It may surprise you that this has been going on now for more than a decade that this has been an issue. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch. The training camp schedule is out. And the Green Bay Packers, if you include family night, will have 14 practices that will be open to fans. 14. That is two fewer than last year when they had 16, including family night. And I thought, you know, this feels like this has been going on for a while now. So I went back into my archives, Tausch.
Oh, the archive. You don't want to be Wildy. You want to be getting archived by Wildy.
I'm going to start in 2011, which was the first season of the new collective bargaining agreement back then. They had the lockout, if you recall. Mm-hmm. It was also the first season that the NFL didn't have Mark Tauscher in it. Although we did come across that Lori Nichols story in which you were going to weigh your options and see how things worked out after the lockout.
Weigh options.
Yeah.
Always got to weigh options.
But ultimately, you did retire. In 2011, the league retired you.
Retired. Yes, they did.
So you would have played in 2011 if you'd have had someone.
I don't know. I was never. But I was retired. I was retired.
Okay. Sounds to me like if people would have called, you would have answered, and then you would have retired on your own terms. But you would have had to play a year with like the Jaguars or something.
No, that was never going to happen. But I digress.
Okay.
It was never going to happen.
Well, in 2011, the Green Bay Packers still had a season, even though they didn't have old number 65
amazing.
On the offensive line.
It's amazing that I was shocked that the world kept going.
It didn't stop, really, until 2020. In 2011 and 2012, they held 21 open practices. Now, remember, the collective bargaining agreement put an end to double days. That was one of the things that went, adios. Mike McCarthy had already put an end to his, some might say, harebrained idea to do a morning practice and then a night practice in the same day, and then the next day have a midday practice and then have a morning and a night practice again, which, if my memory serves me, was not especially popular with you fellows.
We'll have less sleep. We'll
we
be
did
grumpy.
Not like it, no. Okay. It was a really dumb format by Mike.
So the NFL reduced significantly the number of practices. So that's not a Packers issue. Okay?
Okay.
Nevertheless, 21 were open in 2011 and 2012. 20 open in 2013. 17... Starting to see this going
chipping,
downwardly.
Chipping away.
2014 and 2015, there were 17 open practices. 16 open practices in 2016 and 15 open practices in 2017 and 2018, which were the final years of the Mike McCarthy era. Since Matt LaFleur took over in 2019, there were 16 practices in 2019, only 13 in 2021, only 12 in 2022, 13 in 2023, and back up to 16 last year. Obviously, no open practices in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So they got 14 this year. But I do want to add, before I make excuses for the organization with the CBA, et cetera, they do have more than a handful, probably 6 to 8, I think, practices that are maybe a little less open to reporters, closed to fans. So my question to you, Tausch, is, and to his credit, Pete Doherty did say these words to Ed Policy. Pete Doherty, the columnist for the Green Bay Press-Gazette, did say these words to Ed Policy when we sat down with him last Friday, and it was, when you're a team that is owned by the community, there is a different standard that you are held to. So, this isn't the Ravens, this isn't the Jaguars, this isn't the Steelers, this is the Packers. 14 open practices. Too many, too few, or just right, Goldilocks?
So how many practices are there completely in the month of July 23rd through August 30th or whatever it is?
So I'm gonna ballpark, because they've got one in Indianapolis with the Colts, which is the third straight year they've done a joint practice.
I'm gonna
talk to the people and see if that can work. So that puts you at 15 for that one. They had always said they would not take training camp out of Green Bay, but they've now done it 3 years in a row. But I like joint practices. I think it's the way the league has gone, so I don't think we need to hold them to that claim from previously. I would say there's around 25 ballpark.
Okay. All right. Listen, I thought it was I can understand a little bit of this. I believe when I practiced, I don't know how many times, unless it rained and we got moved into the Hudson Center, I think there were always fans watching, unless it was the day before the preseason game.
Right, and in fairness,
you're not giving
when
away.
It rained, they would open up that one garage door and like a handful of people stand outside the building and get rained on, but look in during practice.
Yeah, people love it. And it was super hot, and that was always – you always knew it was a schlobberknocker when your feet, not from rain, but from sweat from being inside the Hudson Center, you would step and your foot would swish because there's so much water from the sweat dripping
humidity
from everywhere. It sucked. And then I can remember we had a practice. About halfway through, we weren't doing the job, and Mike Sherman said – to blank with this, we're rebooting the whole practice, and we all are like, oh, my God. Those are memories that don't
leave. Shermie.
So when I look at this, I understand whether you got to have security. There should be no reason that these practices aren't open. You're not giving away trade secrets. I know they're very sensitive about filming and videoing, and it's a new world. I get it, but – the part I had more problems with was what just happened. The OTAs and the mini camps. You want your fans to buy stuff. You want them to feel, I mean, we're owners of the team. A lot of us have stock. We're not asking for dividends. We're not asking for rebates on pro shop merch. We're not, we just want to feel like we're a part of it. And I can't defend not opening up OTAs and minicamp practice. I can't. There's no reason for it. Here, you're going to have 14 out of 25. Should it be 20 out of 25? Yes. I'm kind of done fighting that fight. I mean, this fight is where it is. I think fans speak with their pocketbooks, and fans speak with, you know, showing up. And the fans are going to continue to show up, and they're going to continue to support the Green Bay Packers. And if it's because the organization doesn't want to give away trade secrets or whatever, I don't know. What was Ed Policy's response to Pete Doherty when they said, open up more practice? What did he say?
Well, he never said open
or is
up
that
more practices. He never said that part of it. It was more a general statement about the fact that you're going to be held to a different standard. Because and look, I said subsequently to Ed when he was having a beverage and I was eating a cookie, they really play up the narrative of we're owned by the fans, we're owned by the community, we're the only community-owned team in sports. But I don't feel like they always, that their actions fit that narrative. They don't seem to care that much. They like the storyline, but I don't think they care as much about actually living that storyline. And we had a good debate back and forth. It was an off-the-record debate, but it was a good debate. It was healthy.
Okay.
But we did not broach the number of open practices. Again, that sounds like another really good question to ask him the next time he speaks, which will be after the shareholders meeting on the 25th of July. So it'll be that, and how concerned are you about the team leaving town?
I just want to understand. Like, if you have good reasonings for it, I'm open to hearing it, but it goes against everything that actually makes sense. And usually when I ask a question, why someone's doing something, the answer inevitably when it becomes professional sports is
money.
Money.
Yeah.
But this is the exact opposite of that.
Correct.
You get more people more excited to come and spend money at your pro shop and at your Title Town district and in your city. So I can't fathom. I just don't get it. And I want to understand. So I'm not going to sit here and be obtuse and say, how dare you not do it? Explain to me. I want explanations as far as why this would make any sense. And for certain, the mini camp and OTAs, I'm sorry. You ain't going to give me an explanation that makes any sense. Oh, we don't want to put pressure on these rookies, or we don't want – hey, welcome to the city, my friends. It's fun, and your fans just want to have some glimpses of your team. And if you're already in June running stuff against the Detroit Lions and you want to do that, go into Hudson Center and go do a walkthrough. I get it. But I want someone – that's a lot smarter than I am when it comes to this stuff, to explain, why are you doing this? What is the benefit of it? Because you don't do it if it isn't a benefit to someone or something. And I can assure you, fans want to watch their team practice. People plan their summer trips around coming to Lambeau and around coming to Clark Hinkle and spending money at the pro shop and eating at their restaurant and going to all the stuff, the Packer Athletic Club and all this. That, you got all of it. All right, great. Open a practice up. Explain to me what you're doing, and maybe I'll be open to hearing it. But it doesn't make any sense to any of us that are watching this from a 30,000-square-foot picture.
An interesting question was posed by Cheesehead TV yesterday that I am going to read and have our fans react to. Because this distills Tausch's point down into a pithy tweet. I will read that to you. After Tausch tells us about American Family Insurance.
Well, we love American Family. Great partner of the Green Bay Packers, of the Badgers, of the Brewers. American Family Insurance is a proud partner of Wilde and Tausch. And for almost 100 years, they have been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. All so you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Are you, as a Packers fan, bothered? Maybe that's a little bit strong of a word.
That's strong.
Would you have one you prefer?
I just want an
confused
explanation.
Confused by? Perplexed by?
I am confused. Yes. I don't understand why an organization that is worried about revenue and, you know, worried about staying in Green Bay. You know what helps you stay in Green Bay? Driving more revenue and having a strong commitment to your community and having that community feel like they're a part of the team. Nobody does it better than the Green Bay Packers. Nobody. This goes against all of that. Explain to me why you're doing it. And I want to hear it because I love to learn. I love to understand. I don't in either of these scenarios.
844-770-3776. Are you disappointed? Are you frustrated? Are you angry? Are you ambivalent about it? Are you perplexed by it? Whatever it might be.
I'm perplexed.
That is the Carbless talk and text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We shall get your thoughts next. It's Wilde and Tausch. From the Cheesehead TV Twitter feed, I got a third degree sunburn, highly intoxicated at 1919 Kitchen and Tap, and then maxed out my credit card at the pro shop last summer. Does Ed Policy not want that? Do the Packers hate money? Now you know why I use this tweet, because it's way more creative than I could ever be.
Yeah, it's a good tweet.
But, fair point. Like, obviously, a little flamboyant and over the top, but 100% true. See if you can follow me on this. The more practices you have open to fans, the more fans come to your area. The more fans who come to your area, the more money they spend. The more money they spend, the more money you make as an organization, and the restaurants and everything else around the area, including Titletown locations, which I assume pay you a significant amount of rent. So them making money is a good thing for them too, because it's a good thing for you. Tell me where I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I'm just not as clever as the Cheesehead TV social media team. So this is why you're perplexed.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Yes. Yes. I don't get it. I understand. So I have a pretty good knowledge, and granted, the pieces have changed, but the organization as a whole, they've changed a few things. But the bottom line is, I have a pretty good read on how things work. They are smart. The organization is very smart. They've gotten more and more business savvy, I do believe, as this has gone on. I think Mark Murphy's done a fantastic job, as I've said 100 times on this show. This goes against every principle that I know the organization holds dear. And I don't know why. And I want to understand why. But I don't know why. And that is what leaves me in a perplexed state of mind.
I think I know why.
Tell me why.
I think the football people don't want people at practice. Period. I think the general manager, I think the head coach don't want it. I think they now, again, and I don't know.
And is it competitive advantage?
Yeah,
or what,
I think so. What? I think that's exactly what it is. Now, I would push back.
Okay.
Now, again, okay. I would push back, for example, and say, look, the energy that it creates is a good thing for your team. The environment
no doubt
it creates. Right? Yes. Like, you don't want to look like a schlub with a bunch of people in the stands, right? Not that you're not motivated already, but it's a tiny little more, right? When you're
sure,
putting Vonnie Holiday on his keister, there's an energy boost there.
Take that, Vonnie. Yeah, exactly. No doubt.
So, and then I would especially say at OTAs, where you're running things at half speed or three-quarters speed, you
should
need
have to pay people to come watch that.
Yeah, you need an energy boost.
Here's the deal, Jason. Judging by your report last Thursday, the Packers should have to pay people to go to it. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I stand by my reporting on that, by the way.
No, I know you do, and I stand by my assessment of your reporting on that.
Yeah,
so we're all on
you
the
should stage. Have. Yeah, I couldn't have paid you enough to come watch. You would have felt this. I do declare, you would have felt the same way that Thursday. Not even a two-minute drill, man. No full-speed moments at all.
Yeah, but we don't want anybody watching that. Yeah, I don't
Look,
get it.
And by the way, like, this is I think you need to understand to what degree. Maybe people don't know this, that don't live here or aren't at practices. They have these enormous tarps that are now on top of the fences, which the fences then have the green tarps because they're chain link fences. They've got the green tarps that cover that so you can't look through the little diamond shapes
slots.
In the, right?
Yep.
But now they also have very large tarps above that that go probably, I don't know, 20, 25 feet in the air. So you can't look in from the Resch Expo Center into practice. Or now they got another building back behind the bleachers that was just built, a new like restaurant type building. So they're gonna have to put up blockers there too. Is this just run of the mill NFL paranoia, or is this something that a new president should say, hey, guys, I understand you want to be secretive. If we lose a game because some Packers fan posted something on social media and now you know that Dontavian Wicks throws the ball left-handed like Randall Cobb once did, then I'll reconsider. But we need to have more practices open to the public. Like, is this too much of a football paranoia that's causing this? Because that's if you're asking me why the reason is that it is, I think that's the reason. And I have no doubt in my mind that that's it.
Okay, well, if that is the reason, it's real simple. And I don't remember what year we did this when we had every blank in practice open to the public. You go in and you do a session before practice starts in the Hudson Center. This is not hard. So I get it. Coaches are, by nature, very cautious on all of this stuff. You just, that's not, this does not need to be the case. And I think when you're a team that is owned by its fans, you better tread carefully because you went through the pattern. It ain't going back up.
No, it is definitely not.
If anything, it's going to continue to shrink, and then they'll say, well, you only have so many opportunities. Make sure you take advantage of it. I don't think that's the way that this should go. And I would argue that it should revert back and do more, you know, more of it. But the football side of it, I think the management and ownership, but management of the operation is hypersensitive to making sure they're doing everything in their power to win football games. Because if and when that did happen, where Dontavian Wicks is left-handed, he had a great little swing pass and threw a touchdown to Jaden Reed, but they blew it up because we saw it on Fox 11 up in Green Bay in their post-game, in their nightly recaps. And the Philadelphia Eagles saw it, and they blew up Dontavian Wicks, and it cost us a game. Then you won't have a practice ever shown up.
So there are limits on our video capabilities in the media. I personally like to take pictures instead of video, but there are shooting periods for us. They cannot apply those rules to the fans. Obviously, everybody's got a cell phone. They're not taking your cell phone like they clearly should at the Sistine Chapel.
What if we do a full week of Augusta National type phone?
Yeah.
Just say, hey, I know you guys want to be here. Let's do it.
So that was what I was going to say. So first of all, you made the most important point, which is if you've got stuff that you believe has to stay absolutely, positively top secret, then do it inside the Hudson Center before practice starts, like you used to.
Yes.
Secondly, don't you think, and maybe this is naive, but don't you think that most Packers fans are so loyal to their team that if you asked them, hey, look, feel free to take pictures of yourself at practice and we're going to apply the same shooting periods to you as we apply to the media, we would like you to honor that. Would the majority, not all, of course, not universally, but would the majority of fans follow that? I would say they would. I think they would.
No.
I believe in Packers fans.
No.
If you told
people
them this is
clicks.
Coach LaFleur has asked you to do this. You're part of our team.
They won't even stop doing the wave for Coach LaFleur. So you
think
they're not going to take a video
have.
And put it up on social
media? I think they've done much better about the wave.
I don't think that's not the response after you get from the coaches.
After the admonishment from Matt LaFleur.
You know what? Maybe they're just looking at it saying, it's just easier to do it this way. Let's stop giving ourselves headaches. We don't want to collect cell phones. Out of hell with it. Just go. You guys just go to the pro shop and stuff, and we'll give you snippets afterwards of what happened at practice. Maybe that's the mentality of what it's looking like.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way.
Well, we'll find out.
I don't think you drive traffic to Titletown and to the Lambeau Field atrium by having closed practices.
Well, we'll find out because it keeps dropping. And you know what? The revenue keeps going up. So maybe we're idiots. I'm not opposed to saying that I might be an idiot on this. I can't imagine how you'd spin it, but I'm open to that interpretation.
Well, again, Do I think that this is ever going to change and go the other way? No, I completely agree.
Good luck. I think they're saying good luck.
It is not going to change. At the same time, I do find myself wondering if with a new president who has said that he's going to meet with the football leadership more frequently than Mark Murphy
like
did.
That. Yeah, get in there. Get some plays in that red zone. Come on, Ed. Drop a couple of those plays. Get them in the hands of Steno and the boys.
Not necessarily to draw up plays, but to discuss other issues. Don't you think it's possible that the new president might want to change that? Or at least be open to, I don't want to say taking on the football people, but to some degree saying basically, look, we need you to do this. Yeah. It's better for the bottom line. You know, we're very worried about the team leaving Green Bay, so we need to make more money off of our fans when they come to training camp, so we're going to need more open practices. You don't think that that's possible with a new president?
I don't think that is going to be the first hill that he is looking to plant his flag on. No, I don't. Because as I just eloquently stated,
eloquently seems strong.
Practices are going this way, open to the public, and guess which way revenue is going? It's not hard to figure out.
Revenue's going up while practices are going down because right now in the league they've
just
got other revenue streams.
I'm looking at the big picture. I can only go off of the big picture and what the reporting is. I don't know. Obviously, there'd be more. That was my point, and I'm questioning it, but you just went through a litany of the practices. That is going down.
Indeed
open
it is.
Practices.
Correct. Yes.
And I'm fairly certain, unless you can correct me with you, I know how meticulous you are, their revenue.
Yeah, we haven't had that meeting yet, but I'm guessing their revenues continue to climb, yes. So it's not worth the trouble of collecting cell phones like
that
Augusta
seems
National.
Seems as if that is the case.
So Eric in Green Bay has an interesting question, and I wonder this too. How many open practices do other teams, he specifically asked about the NFC North, but how many open practices do NFL teams typically have?
It's a good question.
Great question.
I will work on that
information.
I'll
say this. I know that the Dallas Cowboys actually fly out to continue to expand their fan base out in California.
Yeah, Oxnard.
And have practices just to do that.
Interesting.
So, again, I don't know. Obviously, the Cowboys, you could easily say, well, that's why you don't do it, because they're more interested in that part of it. That's a good comeback to me, actually. I feel like I'm debating myself, and I finally found someone. I finally found a worthy adversary.
Tausch v. Tausch.
You'll just have to keep beating yourself. All right, we still have another segment left in the 10 o'clock hour, so we need to get to that. I need to remind you, I'm there right now. UWHoops2015.com. Made them believe the 2015 Wisconsin basketball reunion presented by ESPN Wisconsin. It is less than a week away, a week from yesterday, at the Orpheum in Madison. There are still some tickets left, but they are going fast. And that's not just some sort of sales ploy. I have been told the ticket numbers, and we are running low, but there still are. We want to sell out. That's what we're looking for. Now, some might argue that when I look at this graphic and I see Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker and Bo Ryan and Josh Gosser, and then I see photoshopped into the frame Ben Brust looking very athletic, like he's going in for a windmill dunk. He wasn't technically on that team. He is going to be the MC for your evening. And there's other surprises planned as well. But you could still get tickets. There's a limited number that are left. We want to make this a sellout. So if you have been mulling going, go to UWHoops2015.com. And that's where you can buy those tickets. Again, UWHoops2015.com. Thursday, next Thursday at the Orpheum Theater in Madison. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around. Know what it's like when you're gone. I don't want to move on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone for good. You're slipping through my fingertips a little bit. lot going on in the 11 o'clock hour. We've got trivia. We've got Will Riley. We've got Feel Good Friday. Tausch just sent me some of the lip reading efforts on Murphy's Mashers manager, Pat Murphy. It's pretty good stuff. It's pretty good stuff. We will not be able to quote him without losing our jobs on our airwaves. What we can do is talk about the great experience that Tausch has had once he finally joined me as a UW Credit Union member.
Yeah, if only I had known from Jason earlier how much earlier I could have been a UW Credit Union member. But I am here, and I'm excited to be one now. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And I just keep seeing UW Credit Union. You go to all these different events, you just keep seeing them again, a big part of the community. That's one of the reasons I joined UW Credit Union. I also want to keep my banking local. I love their member first service, but for being honest, I love Bucky. You guys know I love Bucky Badger. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes you do crazy things, but this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member like I did. Get your Bucky card. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.